You know, you said that the chitta isn't quite the same as the soul. The way you describe it, it kind of fit at least like my idea of what a soul is. Could you talk about that a little bit more?
The way he talks about it is that, I was going to say, if nobody asked any questions, then you haven't been thinking or listening. it's kind of controversial, the way he expresses that. It's kind of, it's a problem with language, in the sense of trying to point to something that has a transcendent reality. But the only way that you can point to it is use language which is, of course, not transcendent. And it's a fundamental problem. How do you describe something that is liberated? That's why the Buddha mostly didn't address it or try to define it, because you end up in trouble. But the vast majority of the Buddha's teachings are pointing to how can you experience this? So then you have one's own experience to back one up or give oneself confidence, because language will always at some point fail you and you'll be in doubt. So that I think it's an important aspect of being able to, to take on board what he's saying, but try to use it as a means of encouraging our practice. There is something beyond. It's like the Buddha sort of saying, there is the unborn, there is the unconditioned, unfabricated. And you sort of think, well, what the heck is that? The Buddha doesn't describe it that clearly, because it's as you say, it starts sounding like a kind of a soul or something like that. I think it's helpful to sort of notice that brings up doubt. How do I work with that? How do I get past that? How do I free myself from the dukkha of doubt?
I think one of the things in the talk is Ajahn Panyabhava, he says that the chitta has a broad range of meanings, and he starts off with this very coarse. Yeah. He talks about a chitta that can take different levels, which I would really myself say is more of formation, sankharas, influencing that, and then he gets to this kind of unchanging chitta. And I see when the Buddha often talks about, when somebody comes to him with this kind of soul or self question, he asks them, well, what do you mean by that?
Right.
Asks them to define it. And I think one of the problems here is you get to something at this kind of level of chitta that is unchanging, this nibbana, and then you have to compare what is the nature of the soul if it's never changing? How is that in a self identity if it's a never changing phenomenon? Is that individual in any way? If it is just a pure, never-changing phenomenon, whatever that may be, it's not really much that one can identify or or utilize as a self-identity if it's just knowing.
Yeah.
Without, independent of even objects.
Yeah, and that's I think why it's important to keep coming back to what's the experience? What's it feel like? What's it? I think that's why the Buddha was so skillful in coming back to the experience of dukkha and freedom from dukkha. Because trying to define it is dukkha.
The analogy, the example of transcendence he uses, you know, that space transcends objects. You know, you can't ever actually sully space, no matter what sort of object you put into it. And, you know, you can't create it, you can't get rid of it. And, you know, and so it has that totally separate quality. But without space, you know, the whole concept of object can't exist either. If it's not located anywhere, it's not an object.
No.
So that seems useful.
Until you start thinking about it too much.
No, because you already start defining space.
Can't you say that the descent into the void is a part of that process of removing and saying, well, I can't define this, and I can put that aside, and then you continually move towards that which it doesn't change and can't be defined. And that is, it's a process the Buddha is often of removing, of eliminating, to get to the point in which nothing can be eliminated or removed or removed or...
Right, and that's, like you said, similes are always helpful, but they're helpful pointers as opposed to concrete examples or concrete, you can't concretize it.